我们今天早上来学习约翰福音里面的比喻。
This morning we are going to study the parables recorded in the book of John.
我们知道主耶稣在传道里的时候用了很多的比喻。
We know that when Jesus was preaching the gospel, he used many parables.
一方面把非常深奥的道理用我们生活当中所能够了解的把它阐明出来。
So with daily events and knowledge and common sense, he was able to convey the message hidden in the profound theological ways.
所以门徒曾经问主耶稣说你为什么讲道理要用比喻？
So his disciples asked him, why are you using so many parables?
主耶稣说就是要让他们明白那个非常深奥的道理。
And Jesus said, so that people can understand the profound truth.
另外一方面就是说这个真理就是要让你们明白。
On the other hand, the truths are there for people to understand.
对那些外人他们没有心想要追求的。
For those who do not have the hearts to pursue after the truth.
说虽然看是看见，听是听见，但是不能够明白。
Even though they are able to look and then they are able to listen, but they wouldn't be able to understand.
所以虽然用比喻来阐明很深奥的道理。
That's why Jesus used parables to convey the message hidden from profound truth.
对那些虚心追求查考的人神就让他们很容易明白救恩的奥秘。
For those who are humble and are willing to pursue after the truth, they will be able to understand it.
但是对那些自以为聪明有智慧的，但是他们就看不懂没有办法明白。
But for those who prize themselves with their own wisdom, they are not able to get the message.
所以主要虚心的渴慕的神就把他的救恩赏赐让我们明白。
So whoever is humble and is longing after the truth, the Lord will give the truth to them.
约翰福音主要是谈到耶稣基督的神性。
The book of John basically draws on the divine nature of Jesus.
他是神成为人来到世界上。
Because Jesus is God himself who manifested in the flesh of
man. 目的就是要来救赎我们。
With the purpose of saving us.
所以约翰福音里面有一些比喻跟其他福音书的比喻不太一样。
So inside the book of John, there were some parables that were different from the ones written in other books.
很多都是在强调耶稣就是神，就是人类唯一的救主。
And there was a lot of emphasis on the fact that Jesus Christ is the Savior and God himself.
我们来看几节圣经。
Now let's take a look at a few of the passages.
一起来学习。
Let's study together.
你看约翰福音第一章第三节。
Please turn to John chapter 1 verse 3.
约翰福音第一章第三节。
John chapter 1 verse 3.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。第四节。
4.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。第五节。
5.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。第六节。
6.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。第七节。
7.
这个人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。第八节。
8.
他不是那个光，乃是要为光做见证。第九节。
9.
那个光是真光，要照亮一切生在世上的人。这里讲到用光来比喻耶稣基督。
Here we are told that the light is Jesus Christ himself.
这里有两个约翰我们可以知道这个写约翰福音的是耶稣的门徒约翰，使徒约翰。
There are two Johns here. The first John is the author of this Gospel of John.
这个第六节说到有一个人从神来的那个约翰这个是施洗约翰。
However, in verse 6, it says there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This is John the Baptist.
施洗约翰找主耶稣半年出生。
this John was born about 6 months earlier than Jesus Christ himself.
啊，因为他是要做主耶稣的开路先锋啊，就替他开路。
Because he was supposed to make way for the arrival of Jesus Christ.
啊，这个在以赛亚书四十章里面就有讲到。
And in Isaiah chapter 40, it is mentioned also.
说在旷野有一个呼声啊，啊叫大家要悔改啊，准备来接受主耶稣的救恩。
It is said that in the wilderness there was a man crying out, saying for everybody to repent and to receive this salvation.
啊，所以约翰啊，就是照着这个圣经里面的预言呐、啊。啊，这样来到人间。
So in accordance to the prophecy, John was born to this world.
啊，他主要就是叫人要悔改、受洗，准备来接受主的救恩。
And he was there so that he can prepare the hearts of human beings so that they can.
他说他是为着真光啊，啊来做见证的。
And he was there to bear witness of the true light.
那这里讲到耶稣基督啊，就是神成为人，道成肉身来到世界。
And this says to us that Jesus Christ is the Word which manifested Himself.
其实他是天地万物的主宰啊，啊造物主。
In fact, He is the ruler, the governor of heaven and earth. So He was Creator Himself.
所有的万物啊，都是借着他造的。
So everything in this universe was created through him.
啊，第四节说啊，生命在他里头啊，这个生命就是人的光。
And verse 4 says, "In him was life, and the light, life was the light of man."
啊，所以这个光啊，照在黑暗里面。
So the light shines in the darkness.
啊，约翰啊，就是为着这个真光啊，啊来做见证的。
And John was sent to this earth so that he can bear witness of this true light.
我们知道神在创造天地的时候
，We know when the Lord created heaven and earth。
说那个时候，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
The earth, the universe was empty and vain。
啊，神的灵运行啊，啊，然后神说要有光。
However, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water.
这是创世纪的第一章啊。
And this can be found in chapter 1 of Genesis.
神说要有光，就有了光。
And the Lord said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
然后神把这个光跟暗就分开。
Then God divided the light from the darkness.
啊，所以开始有晚上，有白天，这个是第一天。
And for that matter, there is the day and there is night.
啊，所以本来是非常的黑暗。啊，空虚的，那神就让这个光临到大地。
Initially, the earth was without form and void, and but God made the light shine upon.
啊，所以整个天地啊，就重新被改造了。
And because of that, heaven and earth were created.
啊，有黑暗啊，有白昼。
And there was a day and there was night.
好，啊，就是神开始创造天地，是先造光。
And this tells us that the first thing God created was light.
啊，因为有了这个光啊，啊，所以带给这个大地有希望，有光明。
And because of the light, there was hope that was brought forth to this.
啊，然后产生各样的生物。
And then all sorts of lives sprang forward.
啊，让整个大地啊充满着活泼生命啊气息。
So the universe was filled with life.
啊，同样的。
Likewise.
说耶稣啊是真光啊，啊来到这个黑暗的世界。
We are told that Jesus was the light that was sent to this world of darkness.
啊，让整个大地带来光明。
So that the earth is.
哦，我们常常听人家讲说啊，这个世界啊啊充满着很多的罪恶啊啊很多啊让人痛苦的事情啊，所以。好像让人生活在那个黑暗绝望当中。
We were told often that the world is filled with sins and crimes, and people live in despair and suffering.
但耶稣的救恩啊，临到这个大地，就好像大光啊，照耀这个世界一样。
But Jesus' salvation came upon us, and it was like a light that shines upon the earth.
带给人生命，带给人盼望。
And it brought people life and hope.
我们看路加福音第一章。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 1.
78节。
Verse 78.
路加福音一章七十八节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 78。
一章七十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 78。
说因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。七十九节。
79。
啊，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。这里讲到说，人本来啊，在那个罪恶当中啊，啊，在灭亡当中，好像在黑暗死荫里的人一样。
Here it says initially humans sit in darkness and the shadow of death.
因为人出生以后啊，就生活在劳苦啊患难当中。
Because as soon as humans were born, they had to live in laboring and.
说人的一生啊，七八十岁啊，最后死亡临到。
And they say that humans live up to 70 or 80 years of age, but eventually they all have to die.
所以自从人类的始祖亚当犯罪以后啊，人活在世界上没有指望。
So ever since the sin of Adam, our ancestor, humans lived in this world without hope.
啊，但是因为神怜悯啊，神爱我们世人。
But because of God's tender mercy and because of His love for us,
让耶稣啊来到世界做我们的救主。
Jesus came to this world and became our Savior.
说好像那个清晨的日光啊，照耀大地一样。
So He is like the light at the break of the day.
黑暗消失了，带给大地光明。
And because of Him, the darkness vanished and He brought forth light.
所以耶稣基督啊，好像真光一样来到世界，把我们领到平安的道路上。
So Jesus is like this true light that descended on the earth, and He was going to lead us to a path.
带给我们永恒的生命，永远活泼的盼望。
And He will bring us everlasting hope and eternal life.
所以耶稣啊，就是照亮世界的真光。
So Jesus Himself is the light that shone upon this world.
他说，虽然这个世界啊是他造的。
Even though this world was created by the Lord,
但是世人却不认识他。
But humans did not recognize him.
啊，世人呢，爱黑暗却不接受光。
They love darkness more than they do the light.
但是如果能够接纳，啊，相信耶稣的人呢，他们就有权柄啊，能够成为神的儿女。
But for those of us who believe in Jesus Christ and are able to accept Him, they will become the children of God.
啊，就有真光啊，能够照亮他们的心。
And their hearts will be lightened up because of this true light.
我们看约翰福音第九章。
Let's take a look at John chapter 9.
约翰福音啊，第九章。
John chapter 9.
第四节
，verse 4。
约翰福音九章第四节
，John chapter 9 verse 4。
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能够做工了。第五节
，verse 5。
我在世上的时候是世上的光。耶稣说啊，要趁着白日赶快做工。
Jesus said that we have to work hard during the daytime.
啊，因为黑夜的时候啊，在暗中啊，你就没有办法做工了。
Because when the night is coming, no one can work anymore.
所以趁着我们现在啊有机会服侍神的时候啊，啊光明的时候，要赶快做神所要我们做的工。
So since we are given this chance in the daylight to work on behalf of Jesus Christ, we should try.
第五节说啊，主耶稣说他在世上的时候是世上的光。
Verse 5 says, As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
因为他来到世界啊，啊就是带给世界光明啊，带给世界希望。
Because he came to this world in order to bring forth light and hope to the world.
啊，带给人永恒的生命。
And eternal life.
啊，所以他为着要见证啊，他真是世人的光。
In order to testify that he is the true light of human beings.
所以在这里谈到说，有一个生来瞎眼的，让他能够重见光明。
So he gave he performed this miracle to make the blind see.
这个人呢、啊，生来就瞎眼的。
And here is a man who was born blind.
法利赛人把他带来啊，问耶稣说，到底是他犯罪呢？ 还是他的父母亲犯罪。
And the Pharisees took this blind man to Jesus Christ and asked him, did this blind man's parents sin or did he sin?
所以人常常看到别人都软弱啊，就是批评论断，即使对别人没有一点帮助。
So when we see other people's weaknesses, we often pass on judgment to them, which is not helpful at all.
但耶稣说，不是他犯罪，也不是他的父母犯罪，是要在他身上显出神的荣耀来。
And Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.
所以这个瞎眼的人呢、耶稣就医治他，叫他去希罗亚池去洗。结果他就看见了。
So Jesus told this guy to wash in the pool of Siloam, and the blind man was healed.
所以很多人看到了以后啊，就纷纷议论。
And everybody saw that miracle started debating among themselves.
说这个是那个逃犯的吗？
Saying, is this the
guy? 他本来不是瞎眼，现在怎么可以看得见呢？
Wasn't he blind? How come he's able to see now?
有的说啊，是他；有的说啊，好像他。
Some people say it must be him. Some people say it may be him.
所以他们就彼此在那边呢、争论。
So they debated among themselves.
那结果他就说啊，是我啦。
And then he said, "It is me."
因为有一个人叫做耶稣啊，他用唾沫啊、混泥土啊抹我的眼睛。
A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes.
啊，叫我去希罗亚处一洗，结果我一洗就干净了，就看见了。
And told me to wash in the pool of Siloam, and as soon as I washed, I received the sight.
啊，结果那些法利赛人啊，他们根本不相信。
But the Pharisees do not believe him.
因为他们认为耶稣犯了安息日。
Because they thought that Jesus had worked on a holy Sabbath day.
所以他们一直要这个叫这个瞎眼的人啊，瞎眼得医治的人，叫他否认啊，说不是耶稣医好他。
So they told this formerly blind man to deny the fact that Jesus had healed him.
并且说啊，耶稣犯安息日是一个罪人。
They even went so far as to say that Jesus worked during the holy Sabbath, so he was a sinner.
这个人说啊。他是不是罪人我不知道啦，但是我瞎眼，我以前瞎眼，但是我看见的啊，就是我自己体验，我自己知道的。
But the formerly blind man says, I don't know if he's a sinner or not, but he healed me and gave me sight.
而且说、从创世以来就没有人可以把瞎子的眼睛打开。
And he said, nobody, ever since the creation of earth,was able to open up the eyes of the blind man.
所以他如果不是从神来的，就不能够做什么。
And if this guy is not from God, then he's not able to perform this miracle.
虽然呢，法利赛人把他赶出会堂，但是他还是深信说耶稣是先知啊。是伟人，所以才能够开我的眼睛。
So even though the Pharisees drove him out of the synagogue, the blind man insisted that Jesus is the prophet.
后来主耶稣啊，看到他以后就问他说，你相信神的儿子吗？
Later on, Jesus saw him and asked him, do you believe in the Son of God?
他一开始啊，只是认识耶稣好像先知，可以行神迹医治他的眼睛。
Initially, he only recognized Jesus as a prophet who is able to perform miracles and heal him of his blindness.
他还没有办法认识耶稣就是弥赛亚救赎主。
He did not realize the fact that Jesus Christ is Messiah and he is the savior of the world.
所以他说啊，谁是神的儿子叫我相信他呢？
So he said, who is this son of a man that you want me to know?
耶稣说啊，跟你讲话的就是他。
And Jesus said, the one who speak with you now is him.
所以那个时候他能够认识啊，耶稣是救主，所以就在那里拜耶稣。
So he was able to recognize Jesus as the Messiah and started worshiping
him. 所以呢，虽然是一个瞎子，肉体的眼睛得见了，而且心灵的眼睛啊，能够看到主的救恩。
So this formerly blind person is now able to see physically, and he was also able to see spiritually and recognize.
反而法利赛人啊，他们虽然看到这么大的神迹啊。他们却硬心不信啊。
Well, the Pharisees, even though they were able to witness such a great miracle, they hardened their hearts and they deny Jesus still.
所以耶稣说啊，我来到世界让瞎子得看见了，但是看得见的人现在反而成了瞎眼了。
So Jesus said, I came to this world so that I can heal the blind. However, those who are able to see in turn have been turned to blind.
所以耶稣是世界上的光。
So Jesus is the light of this world.
谦卑信心接受的人呢、啊，就带给他光明，带给他活泼的盼望。
For those who are humble and are accepting, Jesus will bring them hope.
但是不接受的人呢、啊，就还生活在黑暗当中啊。
But those of us who do not receive Him still live in darkness.
因为没有办法让无意的真光来照耀他们的心。
Because they cannot have the true light of gospel to shine upon them.
所以保罗说啊，有的人就是被世界的神啊，撒旦弄下他们的心灵。
So Paul said, Satan, turned the heart of the men in this world blind.
所以很可惜啊，就看不到啊，这个真光啊。
And thus, it's a pity that they're not able to witness the true light.
我们看约翰福音的十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
35节。
Verse
35. 约翰福音十二章三十五节。
John 12 verse 35.
十二章三十五节。
12:35.
耶稣对他们说啊，光在你们中间啊，还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走。免得黑暗临到你们，那在黑暗里行走的不知道往何处去。36节。
36.
你们应当趁着有光啊，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。耶稣说啊，当趁着有光在我们当中的时候啊，啊就要信从这光。
Jesus said, walk while you have the light.
因为你在黑暗当中啊，就没有路可以走啊。
Because in darkness you are not able to go anywhere.
啊，你领受了这个光啊，你就可以行在光明当中，成为光明之子。
While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of light.
我在南加州的时候碰到一个年轻的妇女。
When I was in Southern California, I ran into a young woman.
啊，她刚刚。拿到博士学位
，Who just got her PhD？
啊，有一个相当好的工作
，And she has a fabulous job。
啊，本来她是住在德州
，Initially she lived in Texas。
啊，到南加州啊，趁着假期去找她的未婚夫。
However, she moved to Southern California in order to meet with her fiance。
啊，去了以后啊，觉得身体很不舒服。
When she went there, she felt a discomfort.
后来在那个洛杉矶的加州大学的医院啊做检查。
Then she went to have herself checked up in the hospital in the California.
医生跟她讲说啊，她是那个肝癌的那个末期。
And the doctor told her that she was at the last stage of.
相当年轻啊，那个时候才28岁，因为跟我女儿那个时候是同年纪。
She was extremely young. She was only 28, the same age as my daughter.
啊，所以我去看她的时候，很同情她这么年轻啊，就得到了绝症。
So when I went to see her, I was filled with compassion because she was so young and now she had to die.
她是一个相当优秀的一个青年。
She was an excellent, excellent girl.
啊，在国内啊，在北京的时候就是一个相当有名的学校，而且啊，成绩相当优秀。
When she was in Beijing, she enrolled in this prestigious school and her grades were...Excellent.
啊，来到美国以后，很快拿到博士学位啊，就开始有了一个相当好的工作。
And when she came to United States and got her PhD, she had this great job.
所以照讲起来，她应该有很好的前途才对。
So according to the common sense, she should have a extremely bright future.
但是没想到这个疾病临到她身上，她整个感到很黑暗，前途都没有了。
But here the disease came upon her, and all of a sudden she has no future anymore.
啊，他的爸爸妈妈都是在北京的大学里面教书。
Her parents were scholars in the universities in Beijing.
他都是学科学的。
And they study science.
当然，他也知道他女儿的疾病啊相当严重。
And obviously, they knew the seriousness of her daughter's
disease. 但是啊，真的没有办法。
But obviously, they could not bring forth any.
后来有人介绍啊，我们就有机会去跟他讲道理。
Later on, because of the introductions.We were able to go to preach the truth to her.
啊，一开始的时候啊，她有点犹豫啊。
Initially, she was hesitating.
一直到了病很严重最后关头。
Up to the last stage.
后来啊，她觉得说她已经真的没有希望了。后来她就好像姑且一试啊，就是说啊，听听看道理。
She felt that she was completely hopeless, so she might as well listen to the truth.
后来我们把道理讲给她，帮助她祷告，她得圣灵。
And then we preached the gospel to her, and she prayed and received the Holy Spirit.
那个时候她感觉到说啊，在黑暗当中啊，有一道曙光。
And then she felt that inside this darkness she was in, there was a light.
又感觉到好像一个在一个汪洋大海当中啊，已经没有希望了，但突然间好像抓到一条绳子一样。
And she also felt as if she was in this deep ocean and without hope completely. However, all of a sudden, a rope was drawn to her.
在绝望当中啊，带给她光明。
So in her despair, there was this beam of light.
虽然后来他们并没有得医治。
Even though she wasn't cured eventually.
但是啊，她也很安然啊，接受洗礼，然后很安然的离开世界。
But she got baptized and she was able to depart from this world in peace.
因为她知道说啊，她已经找到了一个得救的道路，找到了真光。
Because she knew she had found the true light and she has found this
world. 虽然离开世界，她没有感到遗憾。
Even though she had to depart from this world, she didn't feel there was anything to regret.
我们最近在喜乐坡教会有一个弟兄呢。
Recently in the Hillsborough Church, there was a brother whose first name, last name was...
他也是相当优秀的一个青年。
He's also an excellent person.
他也拿到很高的学位，也在大学里面教书。
And have high degrees and was teaching in universities.
又在一个公司里面啊，也是一个很高级的主管。
And she also worked as a high manager in a company.
那他也患了一种绝症。
But she also suffered from a terminal disease.
所以他后来就没有办法工作了。
So in the end, he wasn't able to work anymore.
因为那一种症啊，就是整个身体的神经系统慢慢萎缩。
Because his disease caused his nerve system of the entire body.
现在医学上不晓得什么原因，也没有办法医治。
And there is no explanation, and...There is no cure.
曾经有一个洋基队的队员呢、就是这种病死掉。Yankee 那个。
At one point of time, there was a player in Yankee, and he basically died of the same disease.
所以这种病的病名啊，就用那个洋基队的队员呢、的名字来命名。
So the name, so the disease was basically named after the name of that Yankee player.
虽然你有。很高的学问，很好的职业，遇到这种病啊，整个都没有希望了。
Even though the person had high degrees and was an excellent person, but with this kind of disease, really there was nothing that could be done.
因为他的太太的妈妈是我们教会苏州那边的信徒。
Because his wife's mother is a believer of
our church, 叫他说要跟教会联络。
And she told him to get into touch with our church.
好，我们就去探望他，跟他祷告。
So we went to visit him and we pray on his behalf.
在那个绝望当中啊，他很虔诚，很热心祷告，神就给他圣灵。
And in his despair, he became a devout person and he prayed fervently and God granted him the Holy Spirit.
他就说啊，他本来好像在黑暗当中啊，但现在看到了光。
And he felt that he was living in the darkness, but now he was able to witness.
所以他本来很恐惧呀、不晓得该怎么办。
So early on, he was extremely afraid, but without knowing.
虽然现在的病况还是维持这样，没有恶化了，就是还是不是很好。
But now he's able to maintain his status, meaning his disease is.
不过他觉得说没有恶化，这就是一种神的恩典哦。
But he felt that that's already a great blessing and grace from the Lord.
所以他也觉得说啊，心中啊很平安。
So he felt that there is peace in his heart.
借主啊，他现在来聚会啊，从早上到下午。
And thanks to the Lord, now he comes to the service.
虽然他没有力气唱诗。
He stayed from morning to afternoon, even though he had no strength to sing.
但是他就跟老人家的诗班啊，他跟他们在一起。他说：“我小声唱啊，我听你们唱。”
But he will stay with the choir and he will listen to others when they sing.
他就觉得很快乐。
And he felt rejoiced.
结果他就从电脑里面把那个素谱的那个简谱的赞美诗因为教会里面都是五线谱他从电脑里面可以把那个五线谱四部的诗歌就印出来给他们诗班用。
And he would download the hymnals from his computer and let others use it.
所以在世界真的很多的患难好像让人在黑暗当中很绝望。
So in this world, there are a lot of sufferings, and people living in those are constantly feeling the despair.
但是耶稣的救恩带给我们希望，带给我们光明。
But the salvation of Jesus Christ brought us hope and brought us light.
因为他就是来到世界的真光。
Because Jesus himself is the true light that had descended on this earth.
所以说我们趁着有光的时候，我们要信从这个光。
So we have to believe in the light when there is the light.
然而成为光明之子。
So that we can become sons of light.
所以耶稣说我们领受救恩的人，我们也要成为世界上的光。
Jesus told us that for those of us who have received the light, we should become the light of this world also.
也就是说，把我们的好行为好像明光一样照耀这个世界。
In other words, we should let our good deeds shine on this world like the true light.
让人看到我们的好行为，来归荣耀给神。
So that people can witness our deeds and give glory to God.
我们能够好像光照亮这个世界能够把这个生命之道就把它表明出来。
We can shine upon this world so that the truth of life can be revealed through us.
所以我们要成为世界上的光。
So we need to become the light of this world.
因为我们所领受的是福音的真光。
Because what we have received is the true light of the gospel.
我们看使徒行传26章。
Let's take a look at the book of Acts.
18节。使徒行传26章18节。
Chapter 26, verse 18.
使徒行传26章18节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
说我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因为信我得蒙赎罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。保罗谈到他蒙主耶稣选召。
Paul told us that he was called upon by Jesus himself.
因为他本来是逼迫教会的。
Because initially he persecuted the church.
他有权势把一些信主的人抓拿下监鞭打。
And he had the power to capture those who believe and flog them.
后来神用荣光照他。
Then the light of Jesus shone upon him.
主耶稣说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我
And Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
你想要用脚踢刺这是难的。
It is hard for you to kick against the goads.
那个时候保罗说主你是谁
Then Paul asked, Lord, who are you?
那个声音说我就是你逼迫的耶稣。
And the voice said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
所以保罗那个时候就知道他以为信耶稣不对他后来明白原来耶稣就是他们所仰望的弥赛亚救赎主。
So then at that point of time, Paul came to the understanding that Jesus himself is the Savior that they should all look up upon to.
然后他问主耶稣说那我该怎么办
Then he asked Jesus, what should I do?
主耶稣说你到城里面去有人会把你该做的事情告诉你。
Jesus told him to go to the city and people will tell him what he needs to do.
主耶稣就启示一个门徒叫做亚拿尼亚。
Then Jesus advised one of the believers.
说你到租界的地方去。
And telling him to go where he's supposed to go.
那里有一个人叫保罗。
And there is a man called Paul.
在那边禁食祷告。
Who is fasting and praying.
所以你要按所给他让他得圣灵按所来医治他。
So you need to lay your hand on him so that he can receive the Holy Spirit and be healed.
保罗本来不这个亚拿尼亚本来不敢去。
Ananias initially did not dare to go.
他说啊，这个人很凶恶啊，到处迫害教会。
He said, this is viciously persecuting, this is the person viciously persecuting the church.
耶稣说啊，你主管去，因为他是我拣选所要用的器皿。
But Jesus said, go without fear, because he is one of the vessels I have chosen.
后来主耶稣借着亚拿尼亚对保罗说啊，要让他成为外邦的使徒啊，把这个福音啊传到非犹太人的区域。
Then through the mouth of this believer, Jesus told Paul that he's going to become the apostle of the Gentiles so that he can preach the gospel.
所以保罗说啊，他所接受的使命啊，就是要让世人的眼睛能够得到开。
So Paul said that the mission that he was given to is to open up the eyes of human beings.
能够从黑暗当中啊，能够归向光明。
So that they can turn their hearts towards light.
能够从撒旦的权下归向真神。
That they can depart from the power of Satan and turn to God.
啊，能够来信主啊，得蒙赦罪，得到永远的福气。
So that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance.
所以保罗后来成为一个相当忠心的仆人，神的仆人。
So Paul became a faithful servant of the Lord.
因为他说啊，我不敢违背从天上来那个意象啊。
Because he said, I did not dare to violate the mission that was given.
因为神借着荣光啊，选召他啊，把这个传福音的使命啊，付托给他。
Because God has chosen him through the light and had entrusted him with this task of spreading the gospel.
让他领受从天上来的真光啊。
So he was able to receive the true light from heaven itself.
他也能够为光啊来做见证。
And he was able to bear witness of the light.
我们再看看回来约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter
1. 二十九节。
Verse 29.
一章二十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 29.
这日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看啊，神的羔羊。除去世人罪孽的三十节。
30.
这事是我曾说，有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因为他本来就在我以前。跳过来看35节。
Let's skip to verse 35.
一章35节。
Chapter 1, verse 35.
说在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。36节。
36.
他见耶稣行走，就说，看啊，这是神的羔羊。37节。
37.
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。这里讲到神的羔羊啊，阿来称呼耶稣基督。
Here Jesus was called the Lamb of God.
施洗约翰啊，他是在耶稣之前呢、啊，啊，半年出生。
John the Baptist was born six months earlier than Jesus.
啊，后来他在约旦河外的地方啊，啊，叫人要悔改，接受洗礼。
Later, he called on people to repent and become baptized.
他说要准备神的救恩。
Because he wants to prepare way for salvation.
所以那个时候有的人就问他说，你是基督，是弥赛亚吗？
So some people ask him, are you the Christ, the Messiah?
你是不是先知呢？
Are you the prophet?
他说，我不是啦。
He said, I'm not.
我是为光做见证的。
I'm here to bear witness of the true light.
将来有一位啊，要来，我跟他提鞋带啊，跟他解鞋带啊，我都不配。
Later on, one who is greater than me will come, and I'm not even worth.
我乃是为他做见证的。
Instead, I'm here to bear witness for him.
后来耶稣来到那里啊，要接受洗礼。
So later, Jesus came and wanted to become baptized.
耶稣就对众人说啊，看啊，就是神的羔羊。
And John said to the multitude, look, this is the Lamb of God.
啊，他要除掉世人罪孽的。
And he's here to rid the human beings of their sins.
有约翰的门徒啊，听到了约翰所做的见证，后来他们就跟随了耶稣。
And the disciples of John listened to his testimony and followed Jesus.
他们不只是跟耶稣同住。
And they not just live with Jesus.
他们又去找人来跟随耶稣。
They also called on more people to follow Jesus.
所以这里讲到说啊，耶稣就是神的羔羊啊，就是要除去世人罪孽的。
So here it's said that Jesus is the Lamb of God, and He's here so that we can be rid of our sins.
为什么说啊，耶稣是神的羔羊？
Why do we call Jesus Lamb of God?
啊，这到底是什么样的意思
？And what does that mean?
我们看出埃及记的十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章。
Exodus chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
出埃及记十二章第三节。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 3.
说你们吩咐啊，以色列全会众说。本月初十日，个人要按着户家取羔羊，一家一只。第四节。
Four.
若是一家的人太少，吃不了一只羔羊，本人就要和隔壁的邻舍共取一只。你们预备羊羔，按着人数和分量计算。好，要无长体一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊或山羊。取都可以。第六节。
Six.
要留到本月十四日在黄昏的时候啊，以色列全会众就要把羊羔宰了，各家要取点血涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框和门楣上。哦，这里讲到说啊，以色列人本来聚集在埃及地。
We were told that initially the Israelites live in the land of Egypt.
后来他们变成一个非常大的一个民族。
Then they became a strong.
埃及人就苦待他们呢，给他们做苦工。
Then the Egyptians mistreated them and made them labor hard.
他们在苦难当中啊，求神，神就借着摩西要把他们带出来。
And amidst their suffering, they prayed to God, and God sent Moses to lead them out of the land of Egypt.
那法老王啊，因为不让以色列人走，所以更加增加更多的重担啊，在以色列人身上。
The Pharaoh, because he did not want to let the Israelites go, so he multiplied their burdens.
但是法老王越刚硬啊，神的惩罚就越重临到他们。
But the harder the heart of the Pharaoh, the worse punishment he received.
所以神啊，在那边行了十样神迹啊，大大的惩罚埃及人。
So God performed 10 miracles to punish the Egyptians.
那埃及人还是不让他们走。
But the Egyptians still do not want to give up on the Israelites.
所以最后摩西说啊，神在行一样神迹啊，你们就会让以色列人走的。
So Moses said that there is one more miracle that God will perform, and once that is done, the
就是天使击杀埃及的长子。
Will be able to leave, and that miracle is for the angel to kill off the firstborns of.
还有把头胎的牲畜啊，统统杀掉。
And they would also kill off the firstborn of the animals and cattle.
那神就让埃及人跟以色列人就分别出来。
So God segregated the Egyptians from the Israelites.
他叫以色列人说，每一个家庭啊，要杀一只羔羊。
And he told the Israelites to kill a lamb from each household.
把那个血啊抹在那个门楣门框上面做记号。
And they shall sprinkle some of the blood of the lamb on top of the door and on the door.
当天使在击杀埃及的长子的时候。
So when the angel passes by to kill off the firstborns of the Egyptians.
因为以色列家都有这个羔羊的血的记号。
Because of the blood of the lamb.
所以天使就越过去了，不进到这个家里面。
The angels will skip these households and not enter.
所以有血的家庭啊，他们就能够保全生命。
So those families with blood sprinkled on their door are able to maintain the life.
就那一天呐、啊，因为埃及家家户户都有人死掉了，所以他们就叫以色列人说：“你们要赶快走啊，不然的话，我们埃及人会死光啊。”
Because every Egyptian families.Had lost its firstborn, so they were more than willing to let the Israelites go this time.
啊，他们还带着很多的金银，说赶快啊，你们带着走啊。
They even give up their gold and silver so that the Israelites could leave.
其实这也是啊，以色列人在埃及做苦工啊， 神给他们呢夺取的，神给他们呢的代价呢，叫他们把埃及的财物带走。
And this is the reward God had given to the Israelites for their hard laboring.
那所以神叫以色列人说，你们每年都要守这个逾越节。
So God commanded the Israelites to keep the Passover each year.
要纪念神怎么来救赎你们。
In remembrance of God's salvation of them.
啊，这个借着这个羔羊流血啊。啊、来保全你们的生命。
Through the bloodshed of the lamb, their lives were spared.
啊，所以这个也是预表耶稣基督啊，就是赎罪的羔羊。
So this also foretold us that Jesus Christ is the lamb.
他要借着他的血啊，来保全我们全人类的生命。
Through his bloodshed, the lives of human beings were maintained.
所以当耶稣来世界的时候啊，约翰说啊。这就是神的羔羊，要除掉人，要担当人类罪孽的。
So when Jesus came to this world, John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, He's here to rid the human beings of their sins."
真的，耶稣啊，救赎我们呐、啊，来除掉我们的罪。
In fact, Jesus delivered us from our sins in this world.
我们看希伯来书第九章。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
22节 Verse 22. 希伯来书九章啊，二十二节。
Hebrew chapter 9, verse 22.
说按着律法，凡物啊，差不多都是用血洁净的。若不流血啊，罪就不得到，就不得赦免呐、啊。说按照这个神的律法哈、哦，有罪啊，要除罪就是要血。
So here it says, according to the law, almost all sins are purified with God, with blood.
所以他们常常要献祭赎罪。
So you, people have to constantly offer sacrifices.
常常要杀牛杀羊。
And they have to kill up their cattle.
啊，借着宰杀牲畜啊，来赎人的罪。
And through the slaughtering of the cattle, the human sins can be remitted.
所以这告诉我们呢、啊，要解决罪的问题啊，就是要流血。
So here it says, in order to solve the problem of sins, we have to shed blood.
但是这个希伯来书第十章的地方啊，讲到律法只是一个影子。
But Hebrew chapter 10 says that the laws are only a shadow.
所以公牛啊，公羊的血啊，没有办法真正除掉人的罪。
The blood of the ram or of the bulls cannot really rid humans of their sins.
所以唯有借着耶稣基督啊，没有瑕疵的流血呀、啊，才能够真正除掉我们人的罪。
Only through the shedding of the pure blood of Jesus Christ would human sins be rid of.
所以在旧约时代啊，常常有祭司啊，天天杀牛羊啊，这样来数。来赎人的罪。
So in the Old Testament times, the priests slaughtered animals every day in order to get rid of sins for humans.
假如说、啊、那个牛羊的血呀、啊，能够真正除罪的话，说主要献一次就好了，不必天天献了、啊。
But however, if it works, then the priests do not have to slaughter animals every day because one sacrifice should have done the trick.
但是这是预表耶稣啊，要替我们流血。
But this is to foretell us that Jesus Christ is going to shed blood.
但希伯来书九章的十一节。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11.
希伯来书九章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11.
说但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕。不是人所所造的，也不是属于这世界的。十二节
，12，
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血啊，足有一次见到圣所，成了永远的赎罪的事。十三节
，13，
那山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰，洒在不洁净的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净。十四节，何况基督借着永远的灵啊，将自己无瑕无处的献给神，他的血啊，岂不更能洗掉你们的心，辞掉你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生的神吗？ 所以这里讲到说啊，耶稣啊，他不是用牛羊的血。
So here it says that it's Jesus Christ's blood. It's not the blood of goats or.
乃是用自己无瑕无处的血。
Instead, Jesus offered his own pure blood.
耶稣是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
Without blemish.
所以没有人可以主证他的错。
So nobody could point out his fault.
就是比拉多三次审判了，也证明他没有罪。
Even with the governor, with the three trials held by the governor, nobody could point a finger.
但是他的确是担当我们的罪啊，才被钉在十字架上。
But he was crucified on the cross because of our sins.
所以唯有他的血啊，才能够真正来赦免我们的罪啊。
So only the blood from Jesus Christ can rid us of our sins.
洗掉我们一切的不义。
Can cleanse us and of our injustice.
啊，将我们良心的亏欠啊，除掉啊，让我们能够来侍奉那个永生的神。
And can cleanse our conscience from dead works and serve the living God.
所以耶稣基督啊，的确是那个赎罪的羔羊。
So Jesus truly is the Lamb that's written.
他在十字架上主要一次啊啊就完成了这个救赎的工作。
And only for being crucified once, he was able to get rid of all our sins.
我们现在主要接受耶稣的宝血啊，啊，受洗啊，也就能够把我们的罪啊完全的洗干净。
We received baptism, so that we can, so our sins can be washed away through Jesus Christ shedding of blood.
啊，这都是啊，主耶稣带给我们的救恩呐、啊。
And this is the salvation that Jesus has
brought
to us.
他是赎罪的羔羊。
And he is the Lamb who is there to serve the mission of sin remission.
我们来唱诗160首。
Let's sing him 160.
160.
160.